Welcome to the Kimberly Elaine Show. In today's episode, we will dive into the complexities of living with a chronic illness, from invisible struggles to navigating relationships, friendships. We'll explore the challenges, triumphs, and lessons learned. Join me as we embark on a journey of empathy, hope, and resilience, united in our determination to navigate life's challenges with courage and compassion. Stay tuned. I'm Kimberly Elaine, and you're listening to The Kimberly Elaine Show, a podcast where I truly believe everyone has a story to tell. I want you to live a life where you know your story matters and to live your most beautiful life. I interview people who I am inspired by and can tell their story with the world. I also share with you my own personal journeys because I believe that healing and truth comes if we share from within. I am so glad that you are here, so please get comfortable and get ready to enjoy the show. At the beginning of this episode, I want to pause and extend a sincere and heartfelt thank you to each and every one of my Patreon supporters. Your unwavering support and generosity mean more to me than words can express. It is because of you that I am able to continue creating content that I am passionate about and sharing it with the world. Your contributions not only help cover the costs associated with producing this podcast, but they also serve as a constant source of encouragement and motivation for me. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for believing in me, believing in my work, and supporting me. I am truly grateful for your presence on this journey. And as I express my gratitude for your support, I also want to take a moment to share how your contributions are making a tangible difference to me. Your support doesn't just help keep this podcast going. It goes beyond the realm of content creation. It directly supports my ongoing medical expenses, particularly pursuing a specialist to manage my health issues. Your generosity not only impacts the quality of content you receive, but also enhances my quality of life by alienating some of the financial burdens associated with managing my health. So if you're wondering how you can further support the channel and contribute to both my health journey and the sustainability of this podcast, please consider becoming a patron of my Patreon. Your support truly makes a world of difference, and I immensely am gratitude and express extreme gratitude for each and every one of you. The link will be in the show notes if you are interested. Now, let's dive into this podcast. The journey of living with spinal fluid leaks and jugular vein compressions is one marked by the weight of exhaustion, settling upon me each morning, a reminder of the invisible battle raging within my body. These conditions shape every moment of my day with their relentless presence, making simple tasks like getting out of bed or preparing a meal feel like Herculean feats. There are days when the pain becomes overwhelming, as though my body is betraying me with every movement, sending waves of agony coursing through my veins. Yet, amidst the darkness, there are moments of light, small victories that remind me of my resilience and strength. The support of loved ones, the kindness of strangers, and my unwavering determination to reclaim joy and dignity in the face of suffering provides rays of hope in the midst of the struggle. Seeking help was not always easy. It required confronting my fears, acknowledging my vulnerabilities, and reaching out for support when I needed it most. But with each step forward, I found solace in knowing that I was not alone in my struggle. With the help of dedicated healthcare professionals, I embarked on a journey of healing and recovery, exploring treatment options, finding ways to manage my symptoms. It hasn't been easy. There have been setbacks along the way, but with each passing day, I am so dedicated to growing stronger in my body, mind, and spirit. Living day to day with spinal fluid leaks and my jugular vein issues is a constant challenge, but has also taught me invaluable lessons along the way about resilience, compassion, the power of the human spirit. And as I continue on this journey, I am filled with hope for better days ahead, knowing that I am capable of overcoming any obstacle that comes my way. To those who are listening and living with chronic illness, I want you to know that you are not alone. Your journey may be filled with challenges, uncertainties, and moments of despair, but you, my dear, are stronger and more resilient than you realize. Each day you navigate the invisible struggles of chronic illness with courage, grace, and an unwavering spirit that inspires those around you. It's okay not to be okay. Living with chronic illness is not easy, and it's natural to feel overwhelmed, frustrated, and exhausted at times. Allowing yourself to acknowledge and honor your emotions without judgment or self-criticism is important. Your feelings are valid. You deserve compassion and understanding as you navigate the ups and downs of your journey. Prioritize self-care and compassion. Remember to listen to your body, honor your limits, and prioritize your physical and emotional well-being above all else. Seek out support from loved ones, healthcare professionals, online communities who can understand and empathize with your experience. You are not alone, and the people who are around you that care about you and want to support you will be there through your journey. You are more than your illness. Chronic illness may be a part of your life, but it does not define you as a person. You are resilient, courageous, and capable of overcoming any obstacle that is in your way. You have dreams, goals, aspirations that are worth pursuing, despite the challenges that you may face. There is hope. Even on the darkest days, there is hope for better days ahead, and you are capable of finding that joy, fulfillment, and meaning in your life, despite the challenges that you face. I want you to keep fighting, keep advocating for yourself. Never lose sight of the strength and resilience that lies within you. You are not alone, and you are worthy of love, acceptance, support. Keep shining that light of yours, and know that your journey is a testament to your courage, resilience, and unwavering spirit. Living with chronic pain and invisible illness is a journey that unfolds in the shadows, hidden from the casual observer, yet profoundly felt by those who endure it. In the silent struggle of these individuals lies a narrative of resilience, perseverance, a constant quest for understanding and acceptance. Imagine waking up every morning with an invisible weight pressing down on you, a relentless ache that accompanies you throughout the day like a faithful companion. This is the reality for millions of people living with chronic pain and invisible illnesses. From fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome to autoimmune diseases and invisible illnesses like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, these conditions defy easy categorization, but their symptoms and fluctuating intensity and manifesting differently from person to person is overwhelming. One of the most challenging aspects of living with chronic illness and chronic pain is the inherent invisibility of the struggle. So unlike visible disabilities, which are readily apparent to others, the burden of chronic pain is often unseen, leading to misconceptions and misunderstandings. Friends, family, and even medical professionals may struggle to comprehend the extent of the suffering, diminishing and dismissing symptoms often as exaggerated or psychosomatic. It's all in their head. They're making it up. It's just anxiety. This lack of validation can exacerbate feelings of isolation and self-doubt, compounding the already heavy emotional toll of living with people with chronic pain. In an effort to cope with their invisible struggles, many individuals develop a mask of normalcy, concealing their pain behind a facade of strength and stoicism. They push through each day, plastering on a smile and downplaying their symptoms in an attempt to blend with the crowd. But behind closed doors, the facade crumbles, revealing the raw vulnerability and exhaustion that lie beneath the surface. It's a delicate balancing act, navigating the fine line between acknowledging one's limitations and succumbing to the despair of constant suffering. The impact of chronic pain and invisible illness extends far beyond the physical realm. It infiltrates every aspect of daily life. Simple tasks like getting out of bed in the morning, preparing a meal, taking a shower can feel like insurmountable challenges, draining energy reserves already depleted by the constant onslaught of pain. Social interactions become fraught with anxiety as individuals grapple with the fear of judgment or rejection from others who may not understand the invisible battle that they are fighting. Despite the overwhelming obstacles they face, these people live with chronic illness and pain possess a resilience and strength that is nothing short of remarkable. They learn to find the beauty in the small victories, celebrating moments of joy and finding solace in the company of those who truly understand their struggle. Though advocacy and education, they may strive to raise awareness and shatter the stigma surrounding invisible illnesses, forging connections and building communities of support in the process. Living with chronic pain and invisible illness is a journey marked by adversity, resilience, and determination to reclaim the joy and dignity that they face in the suffering. It's a test to their spirit. As someone who is living with the complexities of chronic illness, I understand firsthand the challenges it presents, not only in my own life, but in the life of others. Whether it be dating or cultivating friendships, dating with a chronic illness is a journey marked by unique challenges and opportunities for growth. Let's talk about that. It requires navigating the complexities of intimacy, vulnerability, self-disclosure with honesty and courage. For many, disclosing their illness to a potential partner can invoke feelings of fear, shame, uncertainty. However, approaching dating with openness and honesty and self-compassion can pave the way for meaningful conversations, connections, and fulfilling relationships. The question of when and how to disclose one's health condition to a potential partner is one of the most daunting aspects of dating with a chronic illness. When do we talk about it? I mean, there's no one-size-fits-all approach, and individuals may navigate this decision based on their comfort level and dynamics of the relationship. Regardless of timing, it's essential to approach the conversation with honesty, transparency, and a willingness to communicate openly about one's needs and limitations. When disclosing their illness, individuals may experience a range of emotions, from fear of rejection to feelings of vulnerability and self-doubt. It's important to remember that chronic illness does not define one's worth as a person, and anyone who is truly worthy of loving and affection and being with you will accept them for who they are, illness and all. Patience and compassion are key as both partners navigate this conversation together. And dating with a chronic illness also requires individuals to prioritize self-care, set boundaries, and to ensure their physical and emotional well-being. This may involve communicating needs and limitations to their partners, advocating for accommodations when necessary, and take breaks to rest and recharge. It's okay to prioritize health and well-being, even if it means reassessing priorities in the relationship. Despite the challenges, dating with a chronic illness can offer opportunities for growth, connection, and mutual support. Finding a partner who accepts and supports you unconditionally can be incredibly affirming and empowering, allowing you to build a relationship based on trust, understanding, and shared experiences. By approaching dating with openness, honesty, and self-compassion, individuals with chronic illness can cultivate meaning connections and create lasting bonds built on love, acceptance, and resilience. And navigating friendships is another thing. Navigating friendships with individuals living with chronic illness requires empathy, patience, a willingness to understand and support their own unique needs. It's a journey that demands flexibility, compassion, as the unpredictability of their symptoms can often disrupt plans and activities. Approach these friendships with an open heart and a willingness to listen. Chronic illness can be isolating, and having a friend who is willing to lend a compassionate ear can make all the difference. Take the time to ask how they're feeling and genuinely listen to their experiences without judgment or dismissiveness. Flexibility is key when making plans with friends who have chronic illness. Understand that their symptoms may fluctuate, making it difficult for them to engage in social engagements in advance. Be flexible and understanding if plans need to be canceled or rescheduled, and reassure your friend that their well-being comes first. Educating yourself about your friend's condition can strengthen their friendship and foster a deeper sense of understanding and empathy. By demonstrating genuine interest and empathy, you can show your friend that you value their perspective and are committed to supporting them throughout their journey. Above all, be a source of unwavering support and understanding for your friend with chronic illness. Offer encouragement, validation, and reassurance during difficult times. And celebrate their victories, no matter how small they are. Also, make sure that you take care of yourself. Make sure you show yourself compassion, empathy, mutual support. Because when you have support for yourself and advocating for your own needs, it can all make the most meaningful difference in the world. As we come to the end of this episode, I want to express my deepest gratitude for your time, attention, and support. From discussing the challenges of living with chronic illness to exploring the complexities of dating and friendships, we've covered a wide range of topics today. Your willingness to listen, engage, and emphasize speaks volumes about the strength of our community. Remember, you are not alone in your journey, and together we can navigate the ups and downs with resilience and compassion. Thank you for being a part of the journey, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Until next time, take care, stay resilient, and remember, above all else, you matter to this world.
Thank you for joining me in this week's episode of The Kimberly Elaine Show. For more information found in this episode, please refer to the show notes. You can get your fix every week by subscribing to the podcast. As always, if you have any questions or would like to be featured on the show, send me an email at thekimberlyelaineshow@gmail.com. That is thekimberlyelaineshow@gmail.com. Until next time, have an amazing day, and don't forget, above all else, you matter to this world, and your story deserves to be heard.